but their focus to serve the citizens of Taney County and to provide something closer than the Elks location, that 10 minutes of driving from E-76 to the Elks location could make the difference between life and death. So this group has designed, planned, carved out a piece of property. Table Rock Asphalt has agreed to provide the material, and we've gone out for bids for a helipad, construction on a helipad. The current project that has facilitated or necessitated this request is the old shop that is on the site is a hazard in that it's part of it is falling down. And as we have more and more people for saddle club events and different events on the site, the board is concerned about liability and public safety. Originally thought we'd tear the whole facility down, but Rodney Dempsey, who's our board president, is tighter than bark on a tree, bless his heart. He got the helipad location cleaned off in exchange for topsoil that the contractor could get off the site. And if you go up there, if you could get a wheelbarrow full of topsoil, I would be surprised. But Rodney negotiated that deal. Rodney, rather than the board voted to tear down the facility, Rodney saw it as an asset and got the city of Forsyth, which we've been annexed into Forsyth, their building guy to come up and look at it. The front half of the building is termite-ridden and, and in bad shape. But the back half has a concrete slab and a good structure. So the plan is to take the metal siding off and take down the front half of the structure and open the back half up for a farmer's market. Again, serving the citizens of the county, both in creating jobs for farmers and providing nutritional garden produce for the citizens. So I come today requesting what we believe to be about 10 tons or $430 worth of tipping fees being waived, and would remind y'all that this is not us asking for tax dollars, although, Rick, I wish you would have been more positive on the income. It's hard for me to ask for something when you gave the beautiful, glowing report that you did, dang it. But asking you to share the profits from the transfer station, which I believe is still operates at a profit, and to share those with us through the waiving of our tipping fees so that we can have that money to do the wonderful programs that this organization does for all of the citizens of Taney County. Questions?
We spoke at great length, and I had asked if it was possible if you could tear it down so you could go on to your farmer's market if you had the room to put it aside somewhere. And when the county has the county cleanup day, then it be brought then, and everyone is treated to where there's no tipping fee at that time when at the cleanup day. And Mr. Dempsey investigated that. Would you care to share why that was not the option?
Lowest bid on the demolition. The gentleman wants to get in. He's going to do some salvage work. He's going to, I believe, scrap the wire, electrical wire, and fixtures. anything that's of any value would be his to redeem, to offset part of his cost. But the vendor said that to come back to relocate after he set all the material aside, come back with his equipment to load the material and his trucks to haul, would be a $2,000 expense to the county. So
to the county?
Or I'm sorry, to the senior board. And to spend $2,000 to save $430 doesn't make sense.
In the bid for the demolition, it didn't include the hauling off of the material? And the expense to dispose of it?
We had planned to come to y'all to make this request. So, no, it did not.
If he were to haul it now, at this time, that you said it's an expense of $2,000 to haul it. If he does it at this time, is that $2,000?
It's included in the...
No, because his equipment is already on site.
Okay. So he would haul it now?
Yes, ma'am.
You're saying if he had to come back and load it up and haul it at a later date...
He would have to work that into his schedule, so he'd have to take time from another potential job, bring all of his equipment in, so he hauls the equipment in for loading and brings his trucks, and then he'd do the actual hauling. And then I'm trying to think of the word that construction companies use.
Staging.
Thank you. When I was on the commission, we experienced that at Bradleyville School. We had three local asphalt contractors that were going to charge $3,000 to stage their equipment to do a driveway at Bradleyville School, just because of the distance, the mileage, and you've got to dedicate a semi to haul the equipment.
Did I ask if our supervisor and administrator has any comments?
Randy and Mr. Stottle, David, do you want to come up? And
I just have one question. Is this a one time for the building debris, the demolition, or is this an ongoing fee request?
This is just a one time to take care of the front half of that metal building that's up there, or metal sheeted building. And again, Randy, estimate about 10 tons. I knew that they were going to do the work last week.
As far as the trash, whether they bring it to us or not, doesn't make any difference. I mean, we're overwhelmed as it is. But just for you guys, it's like he said, he's had other people ask him before, and he had to tell them no. When this goes about, you're going to have that. So that's something you guys got to live with, not me. I just got to take care of getting rid of it. And that's plenty of headaches, but it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, 10 tons in the scheme of things. And again, the only answer I would have for any other requester would be the scope of who the service. I mean, are they building a helipad for all the citizens of Taney County? Are they putting in a farmer's market for creation of jobs? Are they providing acreage and a facility for the saddle club? Are they providing for homebound citizens that need meals? And I would argue that the Humane Society, although a worthy cause, doesn't do that for the citizens of Taney County. And I ask y'all to just consider that y'all are, I mean, that in doing this, we are saving money, which provides for service for. This is truly a hard-working group of people. I think I shared with Sheila. They do a monthly all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. They may raise $200 to $300 at that event. They were told by a local bank that they didn't have a sustainable income stream to borrow money for this center. And so they opened a thrift store, which is doing $3,500 a month or better, all volunteer work. So this group really is committed to serving the citizens of the county in many, many ways.
When did you, I know we had the trailer burn and we were short one. When did you expect?
The end of the month. I expect two more and one after that.
Two at the end of July and one the 1st of August, we should have.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So if we were to waive these tipping fees, we're looking at $430. Is that what?
That's my estimate, yes, sir.
And this would be a one-time?
Yes, sir. And I'd like to share that's more than just the $430. It gives hope to all the folks that work the senior center, breakfast, thrift store. It shows that y'all recognize the impact that they make in their community. And, excuse me, it just is a bright spot when folks come along. When Table Rock Asphalt said they'd donate all the concrete for the helipad, it just is an encouragement and it's a pat on the back to these folks saying someone else thinks we're doing the right thing and serving the citizens.
Okay, I'll make a motion.
But before you do,
go ahead.
We've had similar to what you said. We've had a lot of requests from different individuals, and even helping employees using county funds to help individual employees and helping different things. So, and I've always been against it because I don't think that's our job. Our job is not to. Our job is to be, we have a fiduciary duty to the monies that we do have. That being said, I'm sure we can come up with $430 individually, and we'd be more than happy to donate from my business the $430 to cover the tipping costs. But I don't think it's the county's obligation or duty to do that. So before you made your motion, I would vote against it.
Okay.
But would be more than happy to donate the funds, the $430. I'm not trying to do a publicity. Please don't. I don't want anything in the paper. I don't want anything like that.
No, I appreciate very, very much that offer. I truly do. I would argue with you, Mr. Williams, respectfully. I think it is the job of the commission to enhance the lives of the citizens of Taney County. And in saving this $430, knowing that it goes toward a project that will enhance the lives of the citizens of Taney County, whether it be through the possibility of a faster helicopter service, whether it's an opportunity.
Well, if that's the case, why didn't you come to us for the helicopter pad and for everything else? I'm
concerned asking the commission for tax dollars. The citizens didn't vote their tax dollars to be spent for a helipad.
And just to be clear, so there is no confusion, this senior health board has nothing to do with the county senior health board or the county tax, correct?
We do get some funding. I wish Mr. Dempsey was here.